Wisconsin's beautiful North Woods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's Election Day in Michigan. Donald Trump and Joe Biden expected to easily win their primary contests, even though there is a protest vote against Biden in some Arab American communities over the situation in Gaza. Dual trips to the southern border by the man in the White House and the man who wants to occupy it again. Here's ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
President Biden will be down on the border on Thursday, just his second visit as president. It comes, of course, as he has been slamming Republicans in Washington for failing to act on immigration and pass that bipartisan border deal. Donald Trump will also be down there. He, too, is eager to own this issue in the election. Joe Biden joking yesterday he didn't know his, quote, good friend would be down there, too. It is going to be some split screen.
It's a very weird ending weather-wise for the month of February. Numerous cities hitting new record-high temperatures this week, including Dallas, Oklahoma City, and Rockford, Illinois. That, as weather moves further east, could bring strong storms and maybe tornadoes. This is ABC News. The Biden administration's top health official is headed to Alabama.
Alabama lawmakers already rushing to ensure couples can freeze embryos for future pregnancy without fear they might break the law. That's because an Alabama court ruled those pre-implantation embryos are considered children. The state's IVF clinics paused treatment, fearing they could be liable if they discard any unused embryo. HHS Secretary Javier Becerra visiting the state to talk with families and fertility clinics to see what, if anything, the federal government can do to help.
That's ABC's Andy Field. Emergency crews called to the Florida home of Donald Trump Jr. after he opened a letter with white powder in it. Tests so far inconclusive. And a little bit of magic at a book auction. A rare copy of the first Harry Potter book, what's known as an uncorrected proof, is just sold at auction. The owner bought it back in 1997, along with two other books, for about 50 cents. It sold for more than 13 grand. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Hi, Andrea here from Westwood Golf Course and Sandtrap Bar and Grill in Phillips. The golf course is closed for the season, but the bar and grill will be open all winter. Come see us Thursday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chef Derek starts Thursdays with a great special, followed by Friday fish fry and prime rib on Saturday. We have a full menu of delicious salads, wraps, sandwiches, dinners, and more. Have you tried our homemade pizza? Golf Course Road is just 2 miles west of Phillips on County Road F. See you soon.
Pacific Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A pair of redistricting experts is billing the state $128,000 for the work they did for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. About half of the bill will be paid by taxpayers. The rest will be covered by the six parties in the case, including three groups funded by private lawyers. The case was effectively closed when Governor Evers enacted new maps last week. Black History Month is winding down, and black leaders in Wisconsin say they're dismayed by the recent rhetoric over diversity, equity, and inclusion. State Representative Lakeisha Myers says civil rights protections are the law for good reason.
So people can get their work done and not be harassed, intimidated, actually have the ability to be hired in certain jobs.
Myers speaking to the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Channel. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The next Peaceful Gathering meal will be served Thursday, February 29th. The Peaceful Gathering is a free meal and all are welcome. The meal is served family style at 5:30 p.m. in the basement of Peace Lutheran Church at 600 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls. Handicap parking and an elevator are available at the north entrance of the church. Questions? Please contact Peace Lutheran Church at 715-762-4541.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bucks return to Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After the All-Star break and a road trip, the Bucks are back home tonight against the Charlotte Hornets. Head coach Doc Rivers says he's finally seeing improvement on defense.
I think our guys, you know, playing both ends is exhausting, and it was taken away from our offense a little bit. I think their conditioning is starting to catch up. You can see that, you know, last three, four games have been terrific. This team, because you have a Giannis on your team, if you can get stopped, you can get in transition. Giannis in transition is a problem for everybody.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Reds 8-3. Tomorrow, they'll host Craig Counsell and the Chicago Cubs. We're in Indy to cover the NFL Scouting Combine getting underway today. Over 320 of the top players in college football are here. Will running back Aaron Jones be back with the pack?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we'd love to have Aaron back. We're still kind of putting all those things together as far as how we're going to move forward. But, I mean, that's kind of the anticipation is that he'll be back.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The girls tournament basketball coming up on Thursday. Join us in about an hour, 9 o'clock this morning. Head coach of the Logger girls team, Mike Eggebrecht, will join us to talk about the season and the upcoming tournament game. The Phillips Loggers will take on McDonald Catholic Central. That'll be at Ladysmith Thursday night, 7 o'clock. You'll hear it right here and at 98QCountry.com and, of course, on the Civic Media app.
Discover Frazier's Mercantile, a timeless gem nestled in Catawba, Wisconsin, where history echoes through antique hardwood floors and rugged steel ceilings. Rell's aisles brimming with discounted groceries, a curated spirit collection, vintage penny candies, and durable outdoor workwear. This month, don't miss our special on Two River Ribeye Steaks. Bone in or trimmed for just $7.49 a pound. Pair them with succulent Golden King crab legs at $24.99 a pound. Also, indulge in sweetheart candy and jerky snack bags for only $1.49 per pound. Stop by to receive a complimentary bag of haunted ghost chips at Fraser's Mercantile in Catawba, Wisconsin.
Here's the Price County Senior Dining Menu for tomorrow, Wednesday, the 28th of February. We've got Oriental pork and brown rice with veggies, coleslaw, oatmeal, raisin cookie also. Give them a call with any questions. Order your meal. All the meals include bread, butter, and milk. You can reach them at 715-339-2158. Hey folks, it's time to get fired up. Freeze Firewood and Phillips is starting their winter firewood sale. It's on now through March 1st. This is the best time to stock up for all of your 2024 firewood needs. From the camping wood to heating, they take pride in top-notch customer service and are happy to be your premier firewood supplier of the Northwoods. Call 715-567-0616. Or see Freeze Firewood on Facebook. Join the Rhinelander Chamber for the second annual Up North Community Expo on Thursday, March 7th from 11 to 5 at the Hodag Dome in Rhinelander. Over 70 vendors from 7 counties will be there to network, provide employment information, and to show or sell what they do. This free event is sponsored by Aspirus, Charter Next Generation, Lakeland Care, and Ripco Credit Union. Exhibitors include AirPro, Northwoods, Veterans Homestead, Big Dog DJ Service, Hug'em Law Office, Go Fishing, Hodag Chapter, and many more.
Multitech of Prentice offers reliable forest machinery that lasts for decades and retains its value, and is also a very proud Phillips Logger Booster Club sponsor.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Sunshine early today, then rain and snow possible after around 2 or 3 p.m. We'll get to around 51 early this afternoon with temperatures falling into the upper 20s by late today. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20, gusting to 25. Tonight, some light snow, 3 above. Tomorrow, sunny 19. We're back to 43 by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check our Hot Shot Secret Performance products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top-engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS-authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes and duros, scooters, side-by-sides, on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and in stock for fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Teresline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the all-new OutdoorNews.com. Remember last year's story about the Lake Erie walleye tournament fishermen who added some lead sinkers to their fish to boost their total weight tally? Well, there's a similar story that's broke down in the state of Kansas. I'll tell you all about it when we return. But first, like every serious angler in this region, I want to make the most of my time on the water. That's why I read OutdoorNews.com. This all-new digital resource is loaded with valuable tips, lake profiles, up-to-date fishing reports, gear reviews, and breaking news on laws and regulations that affect the sports we love. Plus, OutdoorNews.com will help you catch more and bigger fish. Be prepared and get ahead of the crowd. Join OutdoorNews.com today. A man from Kansas who was declared a new state record holder for a crappie he caught last year in that state has had that fish removed from Kansas records after weights were discovered in the fish. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks verified a 4.07-pound white crappie caught by Bobby Parkhurst as the new state record in April of 2023. Shortly after certifying Parkhurst's crappie as the new record, Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks received a tip from an eyewitness. The tipster said that the crappie had been first weighed at a second location where it weighed about a quarter pound less. Kansas game wardens met with the angler who voluntarily presented his fish for re-examination. Staff detected the presence of metal using a handheld scanning device. Wardens took the fish to the Topeka, Kansas Zoo for an x-ray, which revealed two steel ball bearings inside the crappie. As a result, the Kansas Natural Resources Department nullified the angler's catch as a state record and reinstated the previous record. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at OutdoorNews.com.
Brand new country.
We got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Q Country.
Same old die, same old end of the work week train. Bartender knows my name, but I don't mind. She kicks them up strong. Serve me up right.
Davis.
Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got Tucson too late.
You're listening to
98Q Country.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring a drink. Oh, we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar. It feels like a movie I've already seen. So right now I'm begging you, please, why don't you say?
said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me.
Sunshine abound. We're going to get up to about 55 today, and then shortly after lunchtime, about 2 o'clock, the temperatures will start to dive and the precipitation will move in. And National Weather Service saying we could get 1 to 3 inches of snow here in the Park Falls and surrounding area overnight tonight, starting at about 5 o'clock or so. And temperatures are going to go from 55 shortly after lunch and maybe even 60 to probably about, 0 to 5 above for the overnight low tonight. Only 17 tomorrow, but then right back into the oven we go this weekend with temperatures in the 50s and even pushing 60 starting Friday and running right through Monday. So a short-lived cooling trend. Birthdays and anniversaries, if you have somebody who's celebrating, we would love to wish them a happy day. And they'll be automatically in for the cake drawing, courtesy of the bakery department at Super One. Give us a call, 715-762-3221. You can always email us your birthdays, WCQM at civicmedia.us. We'll get to our birthday celebrants after a quick look at some news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's election day in Michigan. Donald Trump and Joe Biden expected to easily win their primary contests, even though there is a protest vote against Biden in some Arab American communities over the situation in Gaza. Dual trips to the southern border by the man in the White House and the man who wants to occupy it again. Here's ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
President Biden will be down on the border on Thursday, just his second visit as president. It comes, of course, as he has been slamming Republicans in Washington for failing to act on immigration and pass that bipartisan border deal. Donald Trump will also be down there. He, too, is eager to own this issue in the election. Joe Biden joking yesterday he didn't know his, quote, good friend would be down there, too. It is going to be some split screen.
It's a very weird ending weather-wise for the month of February. Numerous cities hitting new record-high temperatures this week, including Dallas, Oklahoma City, and Rockford, Illinois. That, as weather moves further east, could bring strong storms and maybe tornadoes. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Much of southern Wisconsin is going on a wild weather ride today, starting with possible record high temperatures, then snow, strong storms, and bitter cold. Today starts as mild as yesterday. High temperatures should reach the 60s and even the low 70s. Things take a turn starting at about 6 o'clock tonight, the chance of severe weather. 413 high school students will get hands-on training in four new possible career paths this year. Business administration and education were added to the Wisconsin Youth Apprenticeship Program last fall. Students take 1 or 2 years to take classes about their chosen field while getting experience outside the classroom. More than 8,000 students signed up for apprenticeships in Wisconsin last school year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
February 1st through March 6th, it's cookie time at Super One Foods. Be sure to stop by and pick up some specially marked made-in-store bakery cookies, and Super One will donate $2 off of every package sold to the library. The money raised will be used to purchase book prizes to be awarded during the 2024 summer reading program. Again, that is February 1st through March 6th at Super One.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Badgers take on Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's college basketball, Wisconsin on the road against the Indiana Hoosiers. The Badgers trying to climb back into the AP Top 25. Marquette's now ranked fifth in the nation after their wins over DePaul and Xavier. In the Big Ten, the Badgers' Greg Gard says any team can be dangerous right now.
I mean, just look at Ohio State, you know, was left for dead 2 weeks ago. Now they beat Purdue and Michigan State in the span of a week. So the parity, as I keep saying it, is pretty evident, not only, you know, in our league, but across the country.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Reds 8-3 yesterday in Arizona. Tomorrow they'll face the Cubs and Craig Council. So many new players on the Brewers roster, but Christian Yelich says,
I definitely think we're going to be a competitive team this year. You know, even when we've been good the last few years, like, no one ever picks us to be good, you know, just because, you know, we're the Brewers. And it is what it is.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Well, boys tournament basketball gets underway tonight. Rib Lake garners a number one seed. They'll host Butternut tonight down in Rib Lake. Mercer, a 13 seed. They'll travel to Owen-Withy. Winter gets a home game as they will play host to Gilman tonight. Mellon will hit the road at Hurley. You got Prentice entertaining Athens tonight, and the Cornell squad will travel to take on Drummond. That's all Division 5 action. In Division 4, the Shawamigan boys, they'll travel down to Iola, Scandinavia tonight, hoping for a win. If they do, they go to Edgar on their next contest on Friday. The Loggers, meanwhile, they'll host Spencer tonight. The winner of that game will go to Auburndale. Logger basketball tonight right here, and Shawamigan basketball tonight, 6 o'clock for the Shawamigan game over on 103.1.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We're all about good people with good hearts, delivering great care. It's what we do. It's who we are. And it's everything we believe in. So no matter what life is throwing at you or your community, you can count on Aspirus to be here for you. For good. Look to Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Let's throw some snowballs. What do you say before we start chatting with Matt from Pioneer Financial and Coach Hagerbrick? Caller 4 at 715-762-3221. Caller 4. I'm going to give you a chance to throw some snowballs. As long as you haven't won twice, you're eligible. Good luck. Logger United Booster Club is proudly sponsored by Prevail Bank.
Prevail Bank believes your financial goals deserve attention. Pursue what's possible. Contact a Prevail banker in Phillips today. They go the extra mile for their customers.
Prevail Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Comedian Dulce Sloan invites people into her life with a new book, Hello Friends.
And I don't know if you've ever seen a whole book, but you got to put words in those. And they want like a lot of them. I didn't count them. That's not my job. But what I will say is that you have to fill it up so they'll pay you. It was difficult because I was thinking about I had to go over my whole life.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $750 on average. Call or click today and find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
All right. Let's get this day off on a good note by getting a winner here in our snowball throwdown, showdown, mowdown. Who do we have with us?
Linda Furman.
How you doing today, Linda?
Hey, not too bad. Joe, how are you doing?
Well, we're fabulous. Fabulous. As always. All right, here we go. Let's spin the wheel here, Linda. Let's see what we got here for you. We're going to do a little Pan Asia Oriental Market. A little shopping over there at a fun store. All right, Linda. Gunner A. Gunner B. Never has there been so much pressure in picking a single letter. Which one is the one it's all sighted in, Linda?
I'll go with A. And, awesome.
All right. Let's see if that's the one. Good luck to you.
Who's that?
Oh. Here we go.
Don't stand there. Do something.
What?
Thank you for breaking our losing snap. We appreciate it, Linda. 25
well, thank
bucks.
Thank you, Joel.
Yeah, $25 to the Pan Asia Oriental Market. Hope you have a great day today.
You too, Joel. Have a good one.
Thank you, Linda. Linda Furman, ladies and gentlemen, give her a little bit because we've been, what does that make now? 28 out of 46. All right. Or 28 out of 46. Okay, we're getting closer back to 50% here. Odds are with us. We'll throw again sometime before 10 o'clock. If you've won twice, you're out. If you're not, we've still got a lot of $25 certificates available from several of our sponsors. So stay tuned. We'll throw some more snowballs again sometime before 10 o'clock.
Psst. Hey, I have a secret. I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink. Can I use it with my bra rubs under my... yeah. And what about down there? You know, my... Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my... Ooh, I love that it's a spray. Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams, too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out.
Guys, let's get real about your hair loss.
How long have you been wearing a hat?
Hiding thinning hair or a rapidly growing bald spot? Just stop it. You're not a 12-year-old little leaguer. You're a grown man. It's time to take action. Let the hat go and get your real hair back permanently with Bosley. You heard that right. Bosley, America's number one hair restoration experts, can give you your real hair back permanently. And right now, Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone that texts HIDE to 200-300. Plus, text right now and get a link to this month's incredible deals. Join the millions of people who come to Bosley and see just how awesome your hair could look. Text HIDE to 200-300 for your absolutely free information kit and a free $250 gift card off, plus a special link to incredible deals. Text HIDE to 200-300 now. Text HIDE to 200-300.
Birthdays, anniversaries, if you're celebrating here on this Tuesday, the 27th of February, you share your day with these other significants. Chelsea Clinton, the former first daughter, is now involved in running her father's charitable foundation, the Clinton Global Initiative. She is an author, she's an educator, and a mother, too, and she is 44 today, is Chelsea Clinton. Deuce Staley, the one-time star running back with the Philadelphia Eagles, he is 49. Adam Baldwin, actor, not one of the Baldwin brothers, another one, 62 for Adam Baldwin. Grant Cho, the TV actor, from many credits include Ryan's Hope, Melrose Place, Dynasty, 62 for Grant Cho today. James Worthy, NFL or NBA star with the Lakers back when Magic and Kareem and all those guys were doing their thing. 63 for James Worthy today. Johnny Van Zant, the brother of the late Ronnie Van Zant, went on to sing with Leonard Skinner. If you saw Leonard Skinner perform New Year's Eve on TV, that was the Van Zant. That was him. I believe it was Johnny or Ronnie. It was one of the Van Zants that was leading that Leonard Skinner band and pretty good at it. Timothy Spall, he's 65 today. Timothy Spall, the English actor, has appeared in many films, including the Harry Potter series, and he's 67. Howard Hessman, the actor who played Dr. Johnny Fever on TV's WKRP in Cincinnati. He also had roles in One Day at a Time and Head of the Class. Johnny Fever, born on this day, 1940. He passed back in 2022. Ralph Nader, the consumer advocate, the author, the lecturer, and the presidential candidate. He's 90 today, still going. Liz Taylor, born in England. She won a couple of her five Best Actress Oscars, for which she was nominated. I think my generation better knows Liz Taylor as just being married a lot of times, and she was made famous by Johnny Carson. Because he always talked about her on his late night show. But she's quite an actress. She was quite an actress. 1932, Liz Taylor was born, and she passed back in 2011. Joanne Woodward, Paul Newman's widow, won a Best Actress Oscar for The Three Faces of Five in 1958 and been nominated for three more. 94 for Joanne Woodward today. Don Helms, Hank Williams' steel guitar player, also heard on such hits as Patsy Cline's Walking After Midnight. That's him on the steel guitar. Don Helms, born on this day, 1927, passed in 08. And Guy Mitchell, you can't go to a garage sale. If there's a stack of albums at a garage sale, you know, the big albums, I guarantee you that within that stack of albums, there will be a Guy Mitchell album. Because his album sold millions, I would assume. The 50s singer star, he took his last name from Mitch Miller, who signed him to Columbia Records. His blend of pop and rockabilly paid off with number one songs like Singing Blues, which topped the Billboard chart for 10 weeks in 1956, and Heartaches by the Number. Guy Mitchell and his orchestra. I remember seeing that on the front of some of the albums. Guy Mitchell, born on this day, 1927. He passed in 1999. 98Q weather update now is being brought to you by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
Sunshine early today, then rain and snow possible after around 2 or 3 p.m. We'll get to around 51 early this afternoon with temperatures falling into the upper 20s by late today. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20, gusting to 25. Tonight, some light snow, 3 above. Tomorrow, sunny 19. We're back to 43 by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
It's new country. I'm lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. We don't have a future anymore. I love it. 98Q Country.
Get dirt on their hands. I believe we gotta forgive and make amends. 'Cause nobody gets a second chance to make new old friends. I believe in working hard for what you've got. Even if it don't add up to a hell of a lot.
Crazy too, but good. It's 8:48. It's 12 before 9 each weekday morning. By the way, 9 o'clock, we're going to talk with Coach Agenbrecht, Logger coach, about their game coming up Thursday, big sectional semifinal game. So stay tuned for that. We're going to talk a little bit about your money night right now. We got Matthew Krieger with us from Pioneer Financial Services. Matthew, good morning.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Well, we're doing fabulous right now. It's going to be one of those days where we're short sleeved now, and then it's going to get cold. It's going to get cold tonight.
Yeah.
Man. Absolutely. I know it. It felt a little bit like late spring this morning. I drove up to Phillips this morning. It was a beautiful day for a drive.
Yeah, we're going to have probably about a 50 to 55 degree temperature swing in about 12 hours.
Yeah, which is crazy.
quite a drop. All right. So we talk about all kinds of different aspects of people's money. And a lot of it is some fairly simple stuff. But today we're all going to get educated because we're going to talk about dollar cost averaging today. And most people who hear that matter are probably like, what? So let's talk about what that is, first of all.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a conversation that's come up, you know, with the market. You know, it seems like in the news, the headlines being at all-time highs, you know, how was the different strategies to invest? And certainly dollar cost averaging is one of them. And that's something that I certainly want to talk about today. You know, as you know, there are many different strategies that can be used to take full advantage of investing opportunities and help you reach your financial goals. One such strategy is called dollar cost averaging. Dollar cost averaging is investing a fixed amount at regular intervals of time, which help to remove the emotion attached to fluctuating investment prices and the temptation to quote unquote time the market while being able to take advantage of market volatility. You know, and it's basically a automated approach that can build wealth and make short-term volatility of the market work in your benefit. You know, there's one thing that people, you know, like to try to time the market, and that certainly can be very hard to do. And that's something, as we delve into dollar cost averaging, we'll hopefully take that trying to time the market away.
Right, because it's been proven over time, Matt, that if you do that way, generally in the long term, you should be in pretty good shape, right?
Right, absolutely. So, absolutely. So there's a couple questions that I wanted to answer. The first is what is dollar cost averaging? And it's when you commit to buying a fixed amount of an investment, usually it can be a common stock or a mutual fund, at regular intervals over a period of time. It forces you to automatically buy shares at varying prices in order to lower your average price per share. So an example of that would be, you know, investing $50 per month in a mutual fund, for example. It's just giving that regular intervals over a period of time and that fixed dollar amount, whatever that dollar amount is.
Okay. All right.
And next I want to talk about how does it work. And while the amount of money you invest at each interval is always the same, the number of shares your money will buy varies based on market fluctuations. This naturally helps you buy at different points to average out the cost per share. You know, as most people probably know, the market goes up and down, right? And when you're making those monthly contributions or putting money away monthly, those price points are going to be different each month. And the next question I wanted to answer is what are the benefits? And instead of your return being determined by one specific entry point or entry price, they're determined by an average of all your entry prices. Purchases of shares are able to be spread out over the course of months or even years. When the market has a downswing and the price per share declines, you're able to purchase more shares with that fixed dollar amount. And when the share price goes back up, you buy fewer shares. Over the long term, that can have an effect on lowering your overall price per share.
Okay. All right.
And the last question I wanted to discuss was, you know, who should use this method? And dollar cost averaging is suitable for those investing somewhat long term, as the market can have lengthy upturns and downswings. This is also a strategy for new investors because there can be relatively small investments needed to get started, the lower dollar amounts. And it takes away the pressure of, again, trying to time the market. If you're making contributions to workplace retirement plans, you know, that could be a 401k simple plan or monthly contributions to your IRA, you're likely already doing this. Because when you think about a 401k, for example, it comes right out of your paycheck, you know, whether you get paid, you know, every 2 weeks or monthly, whatever the case is, that money then gets invested at that time, and you are already dollar cost averaging.
Okay. All right. So, we're talking about that money you put away for long term, for retirement and stuff like that. There's always people that enjoy, you know, the thrill of the market, Matt, right? There's people, kind of a hobby for them, and if they want to take a little fun money and do that, you know, there's some people that like to do that, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Like you said, it's a hobby for some people, and certainly don't want to take those away. These are certainly for more long-term investing,
right?
Generally speaking,
right. But dollar cost averaging, long-term, you know, you're usually in pretty good shape with that. Let it do its thing. Let it ride, right?
Yes, absolutely. I had a mentor that one of his famous sayings was that the best way to build wealth over time is continually putting money away. And that's exactly what dollar cost averaging does.
All right. And as always, boy, if you can start young, people listening right now in their 20s, 30s, anytime, they can start anytime. But boy, if you can start young, take a little bit out of your paycheck, it's just amazing how that can accumulate over the years, man.
Absolutely. And I know that's something that we've certainly talked about numerous times is with ACH and being able to take stuff right out of a checking account. It's like you didn't even see it when you can have that set up. And that's going to build that on the side.
Never too late to get it going, though. If folks have any questions or want to set up a free initial consultation, Matt, they can reach out to you. You got three locations that they can meet up with you at, right?
Yep, absolutely. We have locations in Medford, in Phillips, and in Hawkins as well.
All right. And how can they get a hold of you there, Matt?
Yep. And our phone number is 715-748-3231. We also have our website at www.pioneer-financial.net. And of course, we have a Facebook page as well.
All right. And Matt may give you a little quiz on what dollar cost averaging is on that first visit, but you're ready now. We're all ready.
Absolutely. All right. Okay. Absolutely.
All right. Matt, enjoy the day. We always appreciate the information. We'll chat with you again next Tuesday, okay?
Awesome. Yes, thank you. You as well, Joel.
Thank you, Matt. Matthew Krieger, he's with Pioneer Financial. We get together with him each Tuesday at this time at 8:45 to talk a little bit about your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., WFS, member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Today is the day to get prepared for a successful retirement. Tune in Tuesday mornings at 8:45 to hear Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants give you guided information to a sound and balanced plan. Or call Matt directly at 715-748-3231. Pioneer Financial Consultants, you come first with sophisticated financial strategies, making your investment goals a reality. Locations in Medford, Hawkins, and Phillips. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., WFS, member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referred to here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
It's 9 o'clock. We'll get to the news in a moment, but we promised our coaches show. We talk Phillips Lager girls basketball with head coach Mike Egerbrook. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it very much. The ticker, the heart doing.